anything stop us along the way. But there's a lot of stuff that tries to stop us. Tradition, it was their tradition to throw robes and trees out there. But Jesus took a lot of tradition into a relationship, and some people laid their garments. God likes garment layers. God likes people who don't withhold what's valuable to them. And I'm not talking, again, we're not talking. Money, when it's compared with a lot of other stuff, doesn't have much value. There's a lot of stuff that's a lot more valuable than money. So when we say something of value, don't immediately let the enemy say, oh, we're talking about money, okay? We're talking about the things that are of value. How many people have things that aren't worth 5 cents that are very important to them? How many of you have a picture that your kid drew? How many of you have something? I mean, my wife will tell you I got a lot of stuff that somehow I think is valuable that's really junk. And I'm not even sure that I even think it's valuable. I just can't let it go. I want to tell you, I cleaned off 2 desks last week, and I didn't even go through most of the stuff. I just threw it out. Oh, man, that was hard. I threw a garment out on that one, man. But I just had to see the tops of those desks again. And I'm going to try to do that. You wonder why I did that? I did that because I really do want to please my wife. And she's right. I don't need all the junk. Well, there's a lot of stuff in our lives that Jesus is right about. That we need to lay down. If there's one thing we need to get rid of, it's doubt of any sort. Unbelief of any sort, because it's costing us. Judy, my first healing took place with a foot, and it happened in Miller, South Dakota, and when my foot was healed, I never had anything hurt so bad in my other life. It hurt worse than when I hurt it. But it was all done when he was done praying for it. But at the point where it's hurting, you can go, I guess maybe it's not what I said. Hey, well, have what you say. That's what the Bible says. If we love him, we'll keep his words. We'll believe his word. For us to do anything else is to call God a liar. God, who is he? He can't lie. But yet we think, well, you know, that sounds a little over the edge. Folks, I got news for you. God is over the edge. He is over the edge. He went over the edge when he said, might be. He went over the edge. He went beyond where anybody else has ever been. He went over the edge there. He went over the edge when he sent his son to die for you. That's absolutely ridiculous. He didn't play fair in Satan's eyes. That wasn't fair. God went over the edge. He laid a garment. Some laid garments. And the question that I have, that I ask myself, that I'm going to offer you the opportunity to ask yourself, are you a garment or a leaf person? And are you willing to allow God to shake the leaves out? To ask the Lord, Lord, show me when I'm getting leafy. You see, when I say things like, I don't have any say about it, that's leafy. That's whining. God, deliver me from whining. Whining is leafy. Doubt is leafy. I want to be a garment person. I want to lay the garment out there every time. I got a closet full of garments that I'm happy to lay out for the Lord. Even my favorite stuff, I could lay it out there. And I'm going to go this far. I'm forgiving Vicki right now for all my high school stuff that she threw out.
It's donated, not thrown out.
Okay, it was donated. Some of the coolest stuff in my college stuff. Oh, man! In style today, but I'm forgiving her right now. Lay it out of your garment. It's gone. You know? I'm not going to let that hold me back. Now, you think that sounds silly, but you know what? You need to do that sometimes. If I feel like I better say it, it must still be there. So now if I say it again, it'd be leafy. It'd be real leafy of me to say, well, maybe I don't forgive her for all of it. Wouldn't that be silly? We have things that aren't even worth thinking about that we haven't been forgiving of. You got them too. You got them too. It would be good for us all to just erase, just clunk that file and delete it rather rather than having to go through looking at it, okay? You know? If God will let you just delete it, delete it. If he's got specifics, we'll find them. Lay it out there. Sometimes when we do those things, you know, I mean, believe me, I just laid my life out there for the donkey to walk on and doodle on, because Vicki knows some things that maybe she'd like to add to that list, probably. She might say to me this afternoon that it was this included in that. She might, you know, and that would be good. And I would have to say, well, of course, honey. Because the Holy Spirit might bring it to remembrance. But you know, I mean, we got things that hold us back that we don't know what it is. We've got places where we've got the cell filled up. I mean, too, as Bernie said, just about overflowing, just ready to take over. And we got some little doubt or unbelief floating on the top that keeps stopping from overflowing. Some little things, just some little things, oftentimes. We need to be garment people. We need to be people. We aren't going to go and steal somebody else's branch. We aren't going to let tradition be the thing. You know, think about this. You know, we're past Christmas now. We're into Easter. I grew up. Christmas and Easter were important. You got new outfits both seasons. You did all the church stuff. Yeah. When I was a kid, we had to wait until after church to get open any presents. People had to show up Christmas and Easter. They didn't show up the rest of the time, so you had to be there. My Lord, if you were a regular churchgoer and you skipped Christmas or Easter, they would, you know, you would be absolutely useless. Where are they? Everybody didn't know you were supposed to be there, you know? I mean, that's the way it was, but those were the important ones. That's when the church was full. That's when everybody brought their leafy branches. See? We're here. Oh, yes, we were here at Christmas, too. Wow! December, January, February, March, April, twice in 5 months. Glory to God, that's laying it out there. You know, I mean, that was leafy stuff. I didn't know anything about laying a